most beneficent and the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be sharing with you the tragic event of Karbala, the lessons we can take from it, and the story of Hazrat Anu Muhammad. The word sacrifice means the act of offering something in a deity in propitiation or homage, especially the ritual slaughter of an animal or a person. When Prophet Ibrahim al-Islam was asked by Allah to sacrifice his son, Ismail al-Islam, he did not hesitate. But only a father can understand the burden, agony, and pain in his heart to carry out such an act. Karbala is collective sacrifice in the name of Allah for righteousness, for good versus evil, for humanity, for humility, and for dignity. Karbala is where children sacrifice their fathers, sisters sacrifice their brothers, children sacrifice their thirst and hunger, women sacrifice their burdock, families sacrifice their shelter. Karbala is also where Bibi Zainab sacrificed her two sons, Anu Muhammad. Anu Muhammad al-Islam were the sons of Abdullah ibn Jafar and Zainab bint Ali. They had not accompanied Zainab bint Ali when she left Medina with her brother Imam Hussein. Just before Imam Hussein started his journey from Mecca, Abdullah ibn Jafar brought his two sons and gave them to Imam Hussein. And he said, "O Hussein ibn Ali, since you have decided to go and will not allow me to come with you, take these two sons. One will represent his maternal grandfather, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Muhammad will represent his paternal grandfather, Jafar ibn Abu Talib." He then went to Zainab bint Ali and said, I have brought to you your two sons to go with you. In the time of difficulty on the Imam, give one son a sadaqah from your side and the other one a sadaqah from my side." Anu Muhammad Ruqayyah. It is reported that Anu was about 13 and Muhammad was a year or two younger. They had learned the art of fencing from their uncle Abbas ibn Ali. On the night before Ashura, the ladies were preparing their children for the battle the next day. Bibi Zainab and her two sons were in the tent. She said to her sons, "My sons, Anu Muhammad, tomorrow is the day of battle. Your uncle Hussein's life will be in danger. My sons, if anything happens to your uncle Hussein while you are still alive, I will never forgive you. My Anu Muhammad, I will not be able to face your grandmother, Bibi Fatima, on the day of judgment. Please, my dear sons, don't let me down. Be the first ones to sacrifice your lives." The day of battle came. Imam Hussein's companions sacrificed their lives one after the other. Bibi Zainab called her two sons. "My sons, what are you waiting for? Why have you not been to the battlefield yet? Go and fight the enemies of Islam. Salam."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
One of Muhammad replied, "Mother, since dawn, we have been to Uncle Hussein many times to ask for permission to fight. He keeps refusing us. Mother, you help us. Ask Uncle Hussein to give us permission for jihad." Bibi Zainab called her brother Hussein to her tent. "Brother Hussein, I have been like a mother to you, haven't I? Hussein, your mother is begging you to let Anu Muhammad go and fight. Zainab, my sister, jihad is not wajib on children. How can I let my sister's son be killed while I am still alive?" "No, Zainab," Bibi Zainab replied. "Hussein, my brother, if Ali Akbar dies before Anu Muhammad, how will I be able to face our mother on the day of judgment? Please, brother, let them go." Imam Hussein agreed. He put his arms around Anu Muhammad and led them to their horses. He kissed them and helped them out. The boys rode out to the battlefield and fought ferociously. Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas watched the two brave boys. Umar al-Sa'd, one of Yazid's men, decided to split the boys up and attack them from all sides. The boys were separated and surrounded. They were attacked with swords, spears, arrows, and daggers. As the boys fell from their horses, they cried out to their uncle, "Uncle, please give our salam to our mother." Imam Hussein carried the two bodies back to the camp. As soon as Bibi Zainab heard the news, she performed a sajda-i shukr and thanked Allah for accepting her sacrifice. There is nothing in this world that we can do to equal or come close to the sacrifice of Karbala. What we can sacrifice is our time and dedicate ourselves by serving the community and serving humanity on a humanitarian basis. This is the only way we can carry forward the message of Karbala and Imam Hussein. Fizza ne kaha, ono Muhammad gaye mare darya ke kinare, mamu befida ho gaye Zainab ke dar. Sawat.
Allahumma salli ala